Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, happy Thursday, Gene. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Happy Thursday to you, too. Boy, this week just went flying fast, huh?
I know. There's so much going on in our world. It's amazing. And we
Definitely.
Have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about Gorsh.
Gorsh,
I did that because I kept thinking of Goofy. Gorsh. The
Gorsh,
cartoon.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. So I said, Gorsh by gosh. Anyway, before we start talking about Gorsh. Anyway, before we start talking about that, I want to quickly go over our trivia, but I'm going to do it a little different today. I'm going to give the hint. I'm going to give the hint for today and tell everybody the question, and three more hints are on our website. Today's hint is this person used his fortunes from rapping to propel his real estate flipping into a reality show. So there you go.
Okay. I have some ideas, but I'm not going to guess yet. I'm going to go ahead and wait till the last minute.
You know what? Friday, you can take your guess, and I'll tell you if you're right. And then if you're not, then we'll answer the question.
All right. Sounds good.
And tomorrow, we'll have one more clue, and we will announce the winner we haven't had any callers. Although, I will say Leslie Huffman gets an entry because she did say on our Facebook that she wanted to call in. So any interaction is a qualifier for the opportunity to win. And if nobody else calls in, then Leslie is a shoe-in. So we will see where we go from there.
Excellent.
I
know we were going to go to Gorsh, I think.
Yeah, let's go to Gorsh. Let's talk about Gorsh.
I'm fascinated because I hadn't thought about it or heard of it really that much until you brought the subject up. And so since then, I've done a little bit of looking and reading, and it's fascinating. What a great,
topic. You know how I got onto the topic of Gorsh?
Huh.
When I was doing research into the Isle of Sauk. It grows there. And if anybody wants to know what the Isle of Sauk is all about, check out our podcast about it.
Oh, yeah. It was a great show.
And you can also check out our podcast on, tonight, Thursday night, we're going to be talking with Hildy's Library's founder, a fascinating little organization. And Tuesday night, Anna East had a great podcast. I've drawn a blank into the person's name that she interviewed, but it was about resting, being creative, taking a break. It was a really great show. So
awesome.
We are always bringing in new information. That's what Be Unique is all about, providing information that help people live their lives better and help make the world better. So back to Gorsh, by gosh. It's a yellow-flowered shrub, but it's in the pea family. It's native to Western Europe and North Africa.
Oh, okay. That would be the white in the Isle of Sark.
Right.
Okay.
You found out some interesting information about gorse.
Oh,
something about
fire
and bread.
Well, yeah, it's real common where it grows naturally. It's real highly flammable. The material, the wood is, and it's common. It's always been used as firewood for bread ovens. And the interesting thing is common gorse that grows around, it tolerates fire well too. So what it does, it actually, if it burns out on the ground, that actually initiates the germination of seeds and resprouting from the roots. So it has a very close connection with fire.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think that fire and wildfire is a bad thing. I mean, it can be bad. It can cause a lot of damage to wildlife and human life. But there is a natural reason for wildfire. Like you said,
definitely.
It burns down and creates ash, which the grounds may be needing at that time, and it also allows the seeds to drop and germinate.
Mm-hmm. Like self-feeds itself.
Yes. Did you know that gorse buds can be pickled in vinegar and eaten like capers?
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering, said they were related to the pea. I was wondering if they were edible.
Yep, they are. Oh, my
cool.
Gosh. They are not only edible, but it has some medicinal uses.
Mm-hmm.
They use it to treat jaundice, scarlet fever, diarrhea, and kidney stones.
That's pretty awesome.
If you soak the seeds, you can use it as a flea repellent.
Really?
So I guess you soak the seeds and maybe give your dog a bath in the flea repellent or whatever. Or cat, if your cat will tolerate the water.
That's pretty awesome. I've certainly needed a flea repellent in my life a couple times. That's awesome.
Now,
I guess it smells like coconut. You know,
really?
The
I didn't
aroma.
Know that.
That's what they're saying. That the I guess the sap or the flowers and stuff, that smells like coconut.
That's why I love doing this, because I do my research, you do your research, and we find different things.
Yeah, it's fun. I love learning new stuff.
Did you know that if you eat too many of the flowers, you could poison yourself?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, you could eat about enough of anything, but if it's going to give you diarrhea, possibly.
Yeah,
I see that. Well, you know, they say that about a starfruit tree, and the first thing I've had many people say is, oh, be careful, don't eat too many of them. And I researched it. And one fella who, like, hadn't eaten in forever ate, like, 100 of them and died, you know, over in some other country. And I thought, well, that's the only thing. That's, of course, you know.
Well, you know, and a lot of it has to do with when, you know, what era he was in. I have my uncle, my mother's brother, before he was my grandmother's first child, and when he was, I don't know, 2 years old or so, he's before any of the other kids came along. There were only three.
Uh-huh.
Joel ate, I don't know what kind of berry it was. The family folklore, my brother would know exactly, probably. But he was out in the yard with his mother, and he was eating, I'll say, blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever he ate so many of them that he developed gas and he bloated and he ended up dying from it. But this would have been probably around 1919 or 1920.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. My mother was born in 27. So it might have been, probably about 1918, 1919. But, you know, they don't, in those times, a little bit of gas could be a bad thing.
Well, true, but you know what, too? In those times, you know, it might have taken something like that for other people to know, hey, don't do that anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Learning.
So. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I was just thinking these things. Mary. You go ahead. Ladies first. I love it.
Oh, this is so much fun. I was just going to talk about some of the different names for gorse that are heard in different countries. And some are fun. Some are really funny sounding. One that I think is funny sounding is furs. F-U-R-Z-E.
Furs.
But it's also known as thistle and nettle and briar. You know, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Well,
but it's
thorny,
I never heard of. Yes. And some people call it a thorn or hedge, but it's also called bramble and shrub. And somebody calls it sage. I think it's like a goosegrass is another one. Prickly weed. This one I thought was really cool. Catch grass. So I guess what that does, you know, if you're walking through, it'll catch your trousers or your socks or whatever.
Yeah, like those little, I always called them, was told they were beggar lice.
I hate those things.
And
Curtis,
go with you wherever you go.
My husband calls them hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers, not
that bad. I always call them beggar lice. I remember one time we were outside, and I'm like, oh, look at all these beggar lice. And he goes, what is that? I'm like, dude, everybody knows what beggar lice is. But apparently, it was news to him. So what else did you find out about these bright yellow flowers?
Okay, the bright yellow flowers are also a source of yellow dye. Apparently they're a natural source of dye. But one of my favorite things about them so far is when I've really been enjoying learning about fairies, and they have their own gorse is a fairy tarot card and has meanings, and I haven't. That's the next step in my looking to see what the meaning of the gorse fairy card is.
That would be fun.
Because of the nature of gorse, I'm suspecting it's going to have something to do with something that's very grounding because it's everywhere.
You're giving me more topics because I want to do a show sometime on tarot cards.
Yeah,
because
there's
so many. I mean, I have two decks that I use. In fact, I kind of forgot about one until just recently. I was doing some cleaning. I found the deck, but it's called what is it called? Sacred Rebels. And the other one, I think, is Angels or something like that. I forget. I know that Jennifer has one that has to do with trees, but. We're going to be having a show next month with a lady who reads Coffee Grounds. It's going to be a great show. I talked to her for 30 minutes yesterday, just a preliminary thing. And it was awesome. And, you know, I don't know how much time why does my show say we still have 45 minutes? That's
insane. We're about done. I didn't realize that the show cuts off for our live listeners, even if we keep going a little bit, and it's on the archive. But if you're listening now and we keep rambling on, so maybe we ought to say bye now and then ramble.
Basically have a minute, and I will tell you at 12:14, which is now, there's a SpaceX rocket launch going up. Are you outside, Gene?
Oh, I
hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. I've got headphones on. It's going up right now. So everybody, look out your window. Look east, and you will see this rocket going up.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what
you're hearing. Aren't from here. Mary and I both live within the vicinity of where the rockets go up in Florida, USA.
I gotta look out my window.
Sorry. And I don't see it. I see some pretty clouds, but that's often.
Yeah, I don't see it either. So it may have been delayed or postponed. You never know. That's the thing with rockets. You never know if they're going to go or not. There could be the slightest little thing to stop it. But it's okay. We are at the end of our, and I will tell you something amazing, Gene.
Yes, yes.
What was the first thing I said in the pre-show to you? What was the first thing I said to you?
I can't remember that far back. I'm sorry.
I had a headache.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You asked me how I'm doing. I'm fighting a headache. My headache is gone.
Oh, good. My plan worked.
You're good medicine, man. I can't wait until this show gets more listeners. We have quite a few, but we need more listeners to get in on the magic that is Gene and Mary.
I always feel better
after talking with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm glad. And tonight we're going to have kind of a new adventure because this spooky house is going on, and I think they're expecting me over there, and I think they're expecting you, aren't they?
I cannot be there. I can do the podcast without you, but I cannot do the podcast away from my desktop. I would have to carry my computer with me. I've tried doing it from my phone and it just doesn't work. So, Jennifer and the other, Jennifer and Lynn.
You know what this means? We have an opportunity for a solution and it's probably going to be exciting and fun. It's something because it's never something we've never done before. I've never been actively around something else while we were doing the show and I can just listen in because I'll have lulls.
Yeah. You'll be able to. Amy, the show, what you guys are doing today, I don't know how long it's going to last, but I know that I can't drive an hour from my house to Green Gables and back and manage the show and manage my sanity at the same time.
We'll figure something out for sure.
Yeah, there's that thing called balance.
Yeah.
And I've been working really hard to make sure I stay in a state of homeostasis within my mind.
Sure. You have to. You know, I just can't wait till WonkaVision is perfected. It'll make it so much easier just to move around quickly.
What?
WonkaVision?
What is WonkaVision?
That's
another topic. Really, I'm putting that down on the show. We'll talk about that later. I've never heard of that. Almighty.
I got to get back.
Yeah. And we've used our 15 minutes, and I'm going to say bye, everybody.
All right. See you guys. Bye, Mary.
All right. Bye, Gene. See you Friday. I will see you Friday for sure.
Sounds good. See you then. Looking forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.